Paper.
Rock.
Scissors.
Shoot. Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. It is August the 7th, 2025, and we are glad that you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, the man who puts the Ost in Prost. Give it up for Jamie Yost. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It's a little warm again today.
It's a little toasty in the Yosty house.
And why is that, sir?
The AC is out.
Well, the AC is in today.
Ah, I see what you did there. I get that.
You know, eventually people will know.
Right. You're not wearing Superman today.
No, I'm not. But you're getting your thing replaced next week, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Should go.
I'll be chilling. And
move into a hotel until then.
No. It takes away from the funds for the AC.
There you go. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
What were you up to this past week?
Roasting.
Yeah, it went down last week, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Well, nothing exciting really to talk about.
Anything over the weekend?
Wife's been working. She's the 12-hour person here lately.
Oh, man.
Because she's got a lady on vacation, and she has to cover her shift. So I've been here doing all the other work.
You've been doing her work.
Yeah, basically. I became the dishwasher.
That's fair. We went to see the circus Saturday.
Drove by it.
It's good.
Saw the tent.
It wasn't too bad.
Did you see the bearded lady? She was probably at our work.
There was the shortest man in the world. Well, I mean, we looked it up, but
is that an anatomy joke?
No. He was a short guy. Okay. I have a picture. I'll show it to you.
Keep those personal things to yourself.
23 inches.
Pretty short.
Yeah. And
How's the rest of it measure up?
That's a good question. I didn't go talk to him. You had to pay to go get a picture with him.
Of course you did.
And I was like, nah.
You pay by the foot?
You should. That would have been a good joke. That would have been a great joke. I'm going to find it here. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I mean, he's short. They brought him out in one of those kids.
That's a puppet.
No.
That looks like a puppet.
It's a real person. Yeah. He was walking around.
One of those Chucky dolls.
He drove in on in one of those little kid cars,
right.
You know, and he had someone kind of helping him around. I kind of feel bad a little bit. I was like, I'm not going to go pay money to.
How much do you think he makes from doing that?
I don't know.
Circus gets most of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it was a fun time. He was no animals. It wasn't an animal circus, but
did he say anything important or?
He didn't say anything. He just made all those signs and symbols. There's one part of the show where they had like 8 or 10 different acts going all at once. Like it was a little overwhelming, but it was nice. It was like, oh man, there's stuff going on over here. There's stuff going on over here. But I recommend it. Check it out. It was fun.
I'd rather go to Kosai. I still have that on my list.
Yeah. I would check out more like circuses and stuff. I don't think I've really gone to a circus like that. I think at a state fair they had something like that, but it's different. We also went to bingo.
Did they have animals?
What?
At the circus?
No.
No?
Not at this one. Well, and it was at the Fairfield Commons.
It was a freak show, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much all the acrobatic people did some of those rope things, the ladies up in there in the sky, you know, doing all these crazy acrobatic.
Cool.
Oh, they had one of those motorcycle cages.
Man!
And they had 5 motorcycles in there.
In a circle?
Yeah.
That was a real ball.
Yeah, they were rolling, too.
Yeah.
What else did I do? We went to do bingo yesterday. That was all right.
What kind of bingo?
You just call it the bingo.
Regular bingo?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was music bingo.
Is that a bar? No, not this one. It's just like, I think Wings Sports Bar or something up in...
Beaver Creek?
I don't remember. It's Scene 75 area, wherever that place is. I wish it...
Miller Lane?
Yeah, I wish I knew more about my surroundings. Nothing much else other than that.
We didn't do much here. I made salads, prepped food for the week. We sat here and watched TV and roasted.
Yeah.
Those are
the times you don't want to move.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at some news. We got a lot of Dayton news and a few other little things I'll mention. Let's talk about Dayton. I don't have any Ohio news, any U.S. news. There's tons of stuff going on, but nothing really worth my time anyways. First up, it looks like Dayton Public Schools has officially announced it will not provide formal transportation systems for grades 9 through 12 for the upcoming school year, which leaves families responsible for getting their high schoolers to and from school. This was forced by a new state law that prohibits DPS students from using the downtown RTA hub for transfers, making the district previous system of providing the RTA bus passes unworkable. District officials stated that significant barriers included a lack of buses and drivers and a 12-month wait time for new vehicles made creating an alternative yellow bus system impossible in the short time frame. I know we talked about that multiple times, but it's a big deal with school starting up this week, next week.
You know, it's going to just put more traffic down there to where
it's
going to cause more accidents. It'd be just better for them to get on the bus.
They say they are still working on to find a long-term solution.
They'll figure it out. I have faith in them.
The University of Dayton Research Institute has been awarded a new contract worth up to $98 million from the U.S. Air Force to advance surveillance technology. The work awarded by the Air Force Research Laboratory at Wright-Patt will focus on refining intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance and counter-targeting technologies, including advanced sensors like LIDAR and radio frequency systems. All work for the contract will be formed in Dayton and is expected to be completed by 2030. Exciting stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
Ohio has seen a massive spike in accidental marijuana poisonings among young children, which with cases surging from 11 in 2015 to 582 last year. Officials report the poisonings are overwhelmingly caused by kids consuming THC edibles that resemble candy, which is, it looks and smells like candy. This trend coincides with booming recreational sales, prompting experts to urge adults to store cannabis in lockboxes away from children, which, I don't know, that's almost common sense in my opinion. I mean, do you leave alcohol sitting around for kids to just drink?
Absolutely.
It tastes sweet. It's one of those mixed drinks.
How do you think you can get them to bed early?
There it is.
Yep.
You just rub it on their gums? Exactly. No, you just give them a shot.
Not NyQuil you're using. You're using the good stuff. Top shelf.
Here's your rubber tussin shot. Here's your alcohol shot. We by no means give out any advice for parenting.
Sure we can. You got questions? We got answers.
After being defunded by Congress, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting is shutting down. While this will not immediately take local stations, WYSO and Think TV off the air, it will cause a significant cut in their funding. The most critical challenge for the stations is the loss of the national music licensing deals. Previously negotiated and paid for all the music rights, CPB did, and now local stations face a massive unknown future expense to license the music they play. Yeah. How it goes.
Is what it is.
After much anticipation, Gionino's Pizzeria opened its fourth location on the 4th on Wilmington Avenue near Rocky's Ace Hardware. And it got a new pickup window. I don't know if I've tried them out.
Rocky's Pizza?
No. Gionino's Pizzeria. No, it's next to Rocky's Ace Hardware.
Okay, never mind.
You know, it's kind of funny. They had to tack that Rocky's on there, I guess, because they acquired them or something. So we got to put that on there. The owners of Bach Family Brewing in Washington Township are ready to pass the torch to someone else after operating since 2021. They said, "We have just run out of gas to run it ourselves. They will remain open until someone else takes over."
This is a gas station?
No.
A brewery.
Bach Family Brewing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk about them a little bit from time to time because they have like music acts and stuff there playing live music. Lucho, a mezcal and espresso bar with tacos, opens at the Dayton Arcade. Cool. Fire investigators are seeking tips from the public after a suspected arson early Sunday morning destroyed the playground equipment at Bomberger Park in Dayton. No one was injured in the fire. That's
great.
It really raised its own stuff, right? Bomberger Park got
bomb
fired.
They dropped the bomb on
it. They dropped the fire. The napalm bomb. Sue Whitted, the owner of several local restaurants, including the Thai Village, Thai Kitchen, and Honey Toast, is launching 3 new restaurant concepts and a food truck.
You can add to that last story if you'd like.
Yeah.
Many residents were seen outside the, with marshmallows roasting as the place was on fire.
That's how I should have started out. It's like fire investigators started asking the public after they were roasting their marshmallows.
What happened here?
Back to Sue Whitted. Some of the new restaurant concepts are Flame and Grill in Kettering. It'll be in Kettering. And this is a Hibachi Fusion Express restaurant. It's a rebranding of Get the Foe Out on Stroop Road. We've talked about that one, I think.
Yeah, what the foe up here?
Also in Kettering, they got Thai Garden, which will be a Thai food and sushi place.
You have to wear a tie when you go in?
You should.
Is it formal?
You should do that.
Yeah.
And like emphasize it when you walk in.
Tie one on.
Tie my tie. It's your tie.
You get to pay ties when you go there?
Yeah. Thai Garden will be at South Dixie Drive. In Westchester, we're going to have Thai Cottage.
Oh, another Thai.
Yeah. A second new restaurant with a cozy feel. That's Cincinnati Dayton Road. And then Honey Toast on Wheels, a new food truck based on her Fairborn breakfast restaurant, Honey Toast.
Honey Toast. So they're going to serve toast?
They serve croffles and wraps. Whatever that is.
So together, they're craps.
Yes. They're craps.
Yes, that's amazing. Craps. Can I get one of your craps, please?
Croffles and wraps. Craps. All right, that's it for Dayton, it looks like. Beaver Creek, we got, as a condition for building its new 96-home Ellis Garden subdivision in Beaver Creek, developer Grand Communities will fund the reconstruction of a dangerous curve on Swigart Road to improve safety. So that'll be good. That'll probably just turn into a
roundabout.
Yep. The city of Centerville is planning a $5 million project to improve safety and traffic flow on Clio Road near the high school. The project includes widening the road to 3 lanes with a center turn lane, adding a new traffic signal at Dimco Way, and installing a shared-use path and sidewalk. The city is currently seeking public input on the plan. Construction scheduled to begin in 2028. Woo, they got some time.
So they got to have a plan to make a roundabout?
Yes.
You got to figure out how big of a circle?
Plan to We don't want an oval. Can you imagine? Who designed this oval?
Let's make this look like a UFO had landed here.
Figure eight.
Be kind of cool.
Yeah. In Inglewood, former location of the Next Level Game Lounge is up for lease. Nearly 5 months, the former Inglewood Fun Center now sits empty, and the owner has not confirmed if the closure is permanent. I guess if it's up for lease, maybe it is.
Instead of roundabouts, maybe we should make crop circles. That would be fun.
Just go wild with it.
You know, how do you get through this?
All right, give it to the demolition guy and just start driving what you think would be best. Heber Heights, you know anything about the Sweet Home Bakery? You been there?
Down the street.
They're under new ownership.
Yeah.
And it will now offer Turkish and American desserts with a Russian influence. Mm. I think the owner is Russian.
Hey, oh, look, breaking news. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband dies at 48.
That sucks.
Yeah, that was young.
Well,
I guess he had some sort of illness.
There's our U.S. history. Breaking news, everyone. Yeah. Breaking.
Yep.
Also breaking, not really, the historic D.L. Barnes building in Kettering, once slated for demolition, will now be renovated and repurposed thanks to a new 4-way partnership between Kettering Schools, the Schwetz Foundation, and the City of Kettering, shared workspace Cohatch. Cool. A former Oakwood School gym teacher has resigned from his position after being accused of shoplifting from at least 3 different Lowe's stores across Montgomery and Greene counties. Court describes documents describe a pattern where Keating would allegedly use self-checkout to pay for smaller items while failing to scan more expensive items like a closet organizer, a hedge trimmer, and a sump pump system. One case was dismissed, but in another he was found guilty of lesser charges, sentenced to 2 years of probation, and ordered to pay $800.
He was just trying to upgrade his house.
I guess. On the cheap.
Yep, times are hard.
That's all I got for news. I got some jokes for you.
I would love to hear some jokes.
With it being back to school time, I figured it'd be appropriate to get some back to school questions. Well, they're not back to school. It's just kind of school related. What's the king of all school supplies? This is a gimme. You got this.
King of all school supplies. Burger King.
No. The Ruler.
The Ruler. Gotcha.
Ooh.
That's a Burger King.
What? Yeah, yeah. He's got a crown. What makes a Cyclops such an effective teacher?
He's always got an eye out looking for you.
He's only he has only one pupil.
Oh, okay. I did not see that one.
What's the difference between a teacher and a train?
I don't know.
Teacher says, spit out that gum. The train says, choo-choo.
Gotcha.
Why would a music teacher need a ladder?
To scale the notes.
To reach those high notes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. What did the paper say to the pencil?
Right here, right now.
You've got a really good point.
Right on.
Right on what?
Paper.
Rock.
Scissors.
Shoot. What food do math teachers eat?
Food do math teachers eat? Something with counting. Count Chocula.
Square meals.
Mine's better.
It was. Why do magicians do so well in school?
Because they make stuff disappear.
They're good at trick questions.
Yeah.
And that's all we have for you today. See you later, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks. But it's Jamie.
That's the joke. All right. Let's talk about the days of the year.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday.
It is.
Meow Meow Day.
It is. International Cat Day.
Yep. Didn't that make you happy?
And it's also Scottish Wildcat Day.
That's Happiness Day.
Well, it is National CBD Day.
Is it ironic that OD Day is the same day as Cat Day?
Maybe.
Is there a Garfield thing there?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm thinking there is.
It is OD Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Garfield was a
cat. Well, it's funny. My wife was doing crossword, and she was like, what's the cat's dog's name? I thought she was saying, like, Milo and Otis.
Right.
I was like, Otis? But it was Odie, so I was like, oh, it's pretty close.
Yep.
It's also National Custard Day, frozen custard specifically.
Which would be a better day if it was on Saturday.
On Saturday. Pickleball Day.
I still don't understand that game.
National Dollar Day. I should just take dollars and pay for everything. Your bill's $120 and you've... And recognition
of
national.
Would you do it with the coins or would you do it with dollar bills?
Oh, I like the coin. I do like the dollar coins. I wish that was a thing that caught on, but I'm sure it was expensive. It's like $2.
Strippers don't like those. They're hard to pick up.
Just throw them out. I wouldn't know, Jamie.
Let's see you pick that up.
It's just like instead of making it rain, dollar bills,
yeah,
dollar coins.
Throw coins at them. That's going to leave a mark.
It's like an old stoning.
Put that in your dimples.
It's also take a penny, leave a penny day.
Then you have no sense.
Still on the jokes, yeah. Everyone. National Tarantula Appreciation Day.
I have a friend I need to tell that to tomorrow.
Should.
She has like several spiders. It's creepy.
Wear your mother's jewelry day.
No, not going to happen.
I mean, I guess you could wear your mother's jewelry if you wanted.
My mom's passed away. This is all for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Ironically, my mom's birthday is tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. How old would she have been?
In her 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
She died young?
68.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah.
Not as young as the guy that was 40, though.
49. She beat him. Chuck that one up, Mom.
We don't make fun of, death. It's just,
you
got
to
approach life with comedy.
That's how you get rid of some of that depression.
Also, tomorrow is Dying to Know Day.
I've been waiting for that.
Come on. It's just too much.
Yep.
Ultimately, we're all going to die. It's just the way of life. Dying to Know Day seeks to make that transition from life to death a bit easier by encouraging conversations and remembering that they can still have fun without being irreverent. Exactly. Like we're doing now.
Right. Or you can just listen to the Grateful Dead.
Tomorrow starts Elvis Week.
Elvis Week?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he get a week?
He was
the
king
of... It's
a
lot of thank you very much is all day long.
He was the king of what? Rock? Roll? Rock and roll?
So, yes. King of rock and roll. Thank you very much.
Well, on that note, let's move on to Saturday.
Yay, lazy day. No, that's Sunday. Sorry. I got ahead of myself.
It's National Book Lovers Day, so I guess if you want to be lazy.
Smokey the Bear. It's his birthday.
Is it really?
It says.
Ooh.
You still read books?
Mm-hmm. I read them on, like, Kindle or my own thing, not, Google Books.
Not like going to the store and actually buying a book anymore.
I do have an appreciation for physical books, especially like music books. Like when I play music, I like having physical. But I mean, there's just such a convenience factor to having like an iPad or a tablet.
Right.
It's just so mobile and you have thousands of things on it. You can't carry 1,000 books with you.
No.
Not very well.
Does that count if you have a bookie?
Maybe. Is it like a caddy?
Sort of.
But for books?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this guy you give money to.
Oh, okay. Not that bookie. Mm. Okay. Bookie with an IE versus a Y.
Right.
It's melon day. Savoring the juicy sweetness of summer's bounty.
Hey, there's your garage sale day. That was this weekend.
Yeah.
Was it this weekend or past weekend?
No, I think it's coming up.
As you said, that big mile, whatever it was, state to state.
I think it starts today, actually. I think it starts today.
It goes down, what, 127?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a good memory.
You do. Better than me.
It was a number thing.
I'm actually looking. I don't.
Well, while you're looking, it's also bowling day tomorrow, or on Saturday.
Yeah? Yep. I do like some bowling.
You can strike out there.
You can get a spare.
Don't take a date there. I can recommend you not doing that, because then you'll end up marrying them, like I did.
Was that what sold it? Yeah. It is. It does start today.
I just want to find out if she's listening to what I'm having to say.
There
here.
We go.
Yeah.
There we go. It's also National Billiards and Pool Day. So if you strike out, maybe you can shoot your shot.
Yeah, you can rack yourself somewhere else.
The balls are in your court, in your corner.
What's in your
court.
Pocket, buddy? Rice pudding. Did you have that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You like rice pudding?
I think I do. I don't recall
like
specific memories.
Better.
Yeah, I do like tapioca, actually. Yeah.
That's something about having.
I grew up on that. Betty Boop Day. Betty Boop, 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 Boop.
That was a cartoon, right?
Yep.
It's been a while since I remember what that was.
Iconic animated character who captivated audiences with her unique style. I wonder if she would have been classified as a flapper back in the day.
That term.
Yeah.
And a lot of women like that.
A lot of flappers in your day.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about their gums.
No. Wrong lips.
All right. August 10th, Sunday, National Spoil Your Doggy Day.
Oh, well, you'll have to break out the Duran Duran because it is Duran Duran Appreciation Day.
Ooh.
Hungry like the wolf.
I see that. Get on the hunt to honor this groundbreaking 80s rock band.
Ironically, you have dogs and lions, which are sort of like in the mix with Hungry Like the Wolf there, too.
It's Gay Uncle's Day.
That's ironic. My wife has one of those.
A gay uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like...
It's true.
Something specific. Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
It started way back. When?
You're telling me he has his own day coming up on Sunday.
I'm sure we'll not be calling him either. He doesn't really associate with us anymore.
Herbert Hoover Day.
Who's he?
President.
Was it? What'd he do? He's still alive?
They named a vacuum cleaner after him.
That sucks.
He's not still alive. What president was he? It doesn't say. I'm just going to search it.
Mr. Hoover. Was he part of
31st president?
Okay.
I think Jimmy Carter was the most recent, oldest one. National Shapewear Day. And this is the picture they gave me.
Three women?
Yep. It's their clothes.
Those are curvy.
Yep.
They all look alike.
Workout.
The trifecta.
Cantabria Day.
They should be wearing jeans like that one lady. You seen that?
Lindsay something.
Something Sweeney. Something.
Yeah, we saw. You know what? It's funny. We saw that commercial, and I was like, what is this?
It's like,
it's just like, it's out of nowhere.
I have good genes. Yeah. That's okay. Basically what it says.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Skyscraper Appreciation Day.
I do like a good skyscraper. I don't know what it is. Buildings are fascinating.
They are. Like, I'm fine if I'm inside it.
Yeah.
I ain't going, like, outside to look at it.
Where else can you go out and look at stuff that's erect?
You know, hang glide. There's a lot of places I'm sure you could go. World Lion Day. Yeah, that's about it. National S'mores Day, I guess.
S'mores?
I mean, do s'mores on in August.
Take them to that park.
Park.
That park that was on fire.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They just picked the wrong weekend. All right, Monday. Play in the Sand Day.
Yeah.
Mountain Day. National No Code Day.
You got a President Joke Day?
Yep.
What do you got? What's your best President joke? Bill Clinton joke anywhere? Epstein Island?
I did
something?
Not have.
No? Trump joke somewhere?
Why did George Washington cut down the cherry tree?
I have no idea.
I forgot the punchline. I don't remember.
So if he had wooden teeth, did he ever get splinters in his mouth?
Maybe. He could.
Well, he supposedly did.
I wouldn't want to go through that in life.
With splinters in your mouth or having wooden teeth?
Both.
Okay.
I can't say either one is appealing to me.
Right.
Hip Hop Day. National Raspberry Bomb Day.
You have more than what I have. Mine says Raspberry Tart Day.
That's probably the same thing.
Yeah, but Victory Day.
National Face Mask Day.
Well, we went through that shit. We're not doing that again. I didn't know if I was getting robbed by everybody I walked past.
Global Kinetic Sand Day.
You have Son and Daughter Day?
Yeah. Celebrate. Watch them grow up is an adventure. All right, Tuesday. Tuesday the 12th.
Middle Child Day.
Eh.
I don't know.
I'm the oldest, so I can't.
Yeah.
Just
me and my sister, so.
National Gooey Butter Cake Day.
It's Wizard of Oz Day. Gonna watch a Wizard of Oz that day?
Probably not.
Yeah.
What about The Wiz? You ever watch The Wiz?
Only in the bathroom. I actually have seen it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. National Vinyl Record Day. World Elephant Day. National Julian Fries Day.
And Truck Driver Day. Thank you, all you truckers, for what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it would be amazing what we don't have if they weren't around.
You bring me good stuff.
Starting on the 11th of August, Bullying No Way Week.
No way.
Yes.
Way.
On Sunday, it starts Puck Fair.
Like as in hockey puck or...
It's literally.
Puck if I know.
He could go all day, everybody. All right. What's on Wednesday? All right. Wednesday, 13th.
Are you a left-hander?
Nope.
Well, you're left out.
They gave them a day. Yep. They gave them all a day.
Because they ain't right.
How dare they? Did you hear about that guy that was all left?
No.
He's all right now.
He's all right. Did he get left out?
Not in this day, at least. Who's Eka? Eka People's Day.
I don't know who that is.
There's not a whole lot of things on this day.
There's something about...
World Calligraphy. Prosecco.
Hey, yeah, that's when I was trying to figure out how to say it.
It's a drink.
Okay, gotcha.
Bubbly white wine. National Filet Mignon Day.
That's a fun word to say.
Mignon.
Mignon.
Is it French? All right, Thursday, last day, 14th. Boom.
Creamsicle.
Creamsicle day. Boom.
Sorry if you hear me eating. I'm just snacking over here.
Why you get a creamsicle, you should get a National Tattoo Removal Day. God.
Wiffle ball day.
Is it? It's also Lizard Day.
Lizard?
Mm-hmm. World Lizard Day, not national.
Mm.
The Navajo Code Talkers Day.
What the hell is that?
Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
You should look it up. They helped out in World War II?
Yeah.
Basically, they used a language to keep things from being intercepted.
Okay. I was thinking it was like a rain dance thing.
No.
Okay.
You should. They have, I think the movie's called Wind Talkers. Yeah. You should. It's fun. It's a good movie. It's fun.
For good in the bathroom.
National Social Security Day. Take some time to consider your role as a member of society and think what you can do for those less fortunate than you.
Social Security says that?
I guess. Financial Awareness Day.
You know, the sad part is most people won't live long enough to see it.
Yeah. Yet they, like that guy that we just talked about.
I know, but they charge you all your life to pay into it that you're thinking you're going to get it.
Yeah, it's like investing in insurance that you never use.
Exactly. It's a scam. That's all it is.
Not to make this...
And you're paying for somebody else to sit on their butt at home that's collecting it while you're busting your butt. I'm sorry. I'm giving all my soapbox.
What's your email so people can reach out to you? We got... I think it's it.
Yeah.
National Bargain Hunting Week.
They should have that during the garage sale week.
Mm-hmm.
Or days, whatever.
Born on this day, August 14th, we have Miley Kunis, Halle Berry, Tim Tebow, Magic Johnson, Catherine Bell, and Steve Martin. That's quite the list.
Yeah, nobody important. Except for Steve Martin. I do like him.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. You watched Murders in the Building?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good
Four
good
seasons?
Show. Yeah.
I like the musical one.
It's a good series.
Him actually trying to keep it together while he sings that whole song.
Yeah.
Was
that was
amazing.
Good. That was great.
I'll give it to him.
That was great.
Not seeing that many other actors that could do something of that nature.
All right. So next, let's talk about some facts. I did miss out on my Dayton Invention series, so I'm going to make up for lost time. But first, Ohio facts. On the 5th of August, 1914, first electric traffic light installed in the U.S. on the corner of East 105th Street and Euclid Avenue in Cleveland. On August the 13th, 1860, American sharpshooter Buffalo Bill's Wild West, born in North Star, Ohio. And then August 19th, 1933, the first ever soapbox derby held in Dayton. Or maybe it was just the first. I think it was the first ever.
I was watching something the other day on YouTube, and it was talking about Dayton.
Yeah.
And it actually said something that the first ticket was written in Dayton.
Sounds about right.
And I'm like, makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Dayton inventions. The Huffy radio bike, produced by the Huffman Manufacturing Company in 1955-56. And I have a timer going off. Sorry about that. I'll figure out how to pause my timer if I can figure out how to use my phone. I believe in you, phone. There we go.
Well, what time you got?
Game time.
Gotcha. I had time for that.
So up next... this bicycle featured a built-in radio in the tank. I know my grandma used to speak highly of Huffy bikes. I was like, what the heck is Huffy bikes? Because I wasn't from West Virginia. I was like, I don't know.
A radio in my tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I hear it?
Nope. it's more like an amplifier. I don't know.
Got a lot of bass in it.
Boom, boom. Looks like the ice cube tray with quick release lever patented in 1959 by Arthur J. Frey and Raymond C. Davis to make removing ice cubes easier. The pop-top can, you ever heard about this? Invented by Ermal Fraze of Dayton Reliable Tool. I wonder where the phrase came from. Reliable Tool and Manufacturing Company to eliminate the need for a can opener for beverages. That's a pretty interesting history.
This thing right here.
Yeah. It was a different rendition of it at that point. It's definitely went through some evolutions, but definitely. They used to pop it and drop it in. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it was like people like choking on it or dying. I don't remember, but they were like, nah, let's make it to where it doesn't fall in. The electric self-starter, I think everyone kind of knows about that one, patented by Charles F. Kettering in 1915, eliminating the need to hand crank car engines. I am friends with a descendant of Charles Kettering, actually. Never thought I'd run into somebody. I was like, oh, interesting. The backpack parachute, designed by Floyd Smith, with the first successful jump from a plane taking place at Dayton's McCook Field in 1919. And then the last, Freon coolant, invented in 1928 by Thomas Midgley Jr. and Charles Kettering as a non-toxic refrigerant. We wish you had some of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
But man, makes a difference in your car, don't it?
Right. I don't have it in my car either.
Uh-oh. Yeah, one of our cars doesn't either. It's always a fight. Who gets to drive this car today?
We don't want to talk about that.
All right. Moving on to some events. If you got to use your bathroom or anything, you know, feel free.
Oh, okay, yes. That's a cue for me to go pee.
All right, on Friday, we are going to start with fairs and festivals and recurring events. So on Friday, we got Mercer County Fair. Looks like it's got multiple days. St. Mary's Summer's Fest, multiple days. Voices of America Country Fest in Westchester, got multiple days for that. Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival with multiple days still left. Looks like Miami County Fair is kicking off with, looks like, 7 days for that one. German Fest Picnic kicks off with 3 days. Sacred Heart Paris Festival kicks off with 3 days in Fairfield. The St. Bridget Paris Festival in Xenia kicking off with 3 days. Brick Street Block Party in Arcanum, Ohio, kicking off with 2 days. In Springfield, we got the Springfield Jazz and Blues Festival. In Champaign, they have their county fair going on. For some recurring things, it looks like Matilda, the musical, is still going on. Cruising the Roadhouse at Rip Rap. Friday night patio parties at the Neon. Trivia Shark at Miami Valley Sports Bar. Something Rotten looks like starts up. It's another show going on at Sydney Theater. Looks like the Dayton Dragons is playing Lake County still. And another Matilda showing. And then Dance Social Vintage Dance Friday nights. On Saturday, a lot of those festivals I just mentioned still going on. Yellow Springs has Art on the Lawn. Madden Road Micro Music Fest in Cable, Ohio. New Lebanon Day at the Park. Potatoes and Such at the Dayton Potato Festival. It looks like Waynesville has their street fair. At the Dayton Beer Company, they got the Summer Band Series. We got some farmers markets going on. You got Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County. Fun Clay Shoot at the VFW. Troy Farmers Market, Oakwood, the Heights, Carlisle, bunch of farmers markets. Saturday, they also got the Inglewood Art Festival. It looks like it's an all-day thing. Shameless plug, my band will be playing there from 4 to 6. The Vinyl Vultures should come check us out. And check out the festival as well. You know, it's pretty cool. The Market at Town and Country Shopping Center. Something Rotten Matinee, Fish Dinner at the VFW. Dayton Dragons, Matilda. Then we have on Sunday.
Matilda.
yes, actually, two showings.
Yay, I love Matilda.
We also have a lot of those festivals still going on. It looks like the Sin City Reptile Show is back again at the Holiday Inn in Westchester. Dayton Barbecue Festival at the Brightside Event and Music Venue. Inglewood Art Fest is going on still. Middletown's Open Air Summer Market. And Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. All on Sunday. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it looks like everything's kind of calming down. Mercer County and Miami County Fair is still going on. The boot camp class at Riverscape. Trivia at the Green. Dance, beginner square dance at Michael Solomon Pavilion. And Monday Night Lights,
you know,
or Laughs.
If they have a Oregon typo in there, they would get more people.
Why?
Call that the boob camp.
Yeah, I don't think. Boob camp fitness class.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be a lot of people show up.
Tuesday, we got the Cloud Park Food Truck Rally. That's Huber Heights. Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I'm getting the AC fixed instead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yellow Cab has the karaoke with Zane. Progressive Euchre Tournament at Star City Brewing. Trivia with Rob at the phone booth. Trivia Tuesdays at Dayton Beer. And karaoke night at the Barrel. And then on Wednesday, Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Community Market, Fairborn Market, boot camp fitness class, work fitness class, both at Riverscape, live trivia at Star City, trivia night at Ale-matic, puzzle feud at DBC, and open mic at Leaf and Vine. Oh, then Thursday. I guess we should do Thursday too, huh? Because, you know, by the time you hear on Thursday, you don't hear anything. Thursday, we got the play that goes on that goes wrong. Lebanon Farmers Market, Inglewood Market, Karaoke Thursdays at the DBC, open mic at the Dunaways, open mic at the Barrel House, trivia at the Bach Family Brewing. Hopefully they stick around because I know they're talking about somebody taking over that place.
Yeah.
The
Tilda?
Music, no, oh. Bach Family Brewing. Man, one of these days that you're on Jeopardy. Matilda!
Exactly.
What is Matilda? Music bingo at the trolley stop, all on Thursday. All right, going on to music and miscellaneous events.
Matilda.
Nope. They were on a different list.
Bummer.
Man, it looks like things are, like, slowing down a little bit.
Well, school's starting up.
Yeah, I know. It's like everybody's like, ah, nobody's coming.
We're going to have football for the high school kids.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that? You want to talk about that?
I mean, what?
I mean, it don't bother me.
I don't care.
It's okay. I mean, it might show up on your what's going on this weekend.
Might. Yeah.
I know usually they have a big battle of the bands here in Huber.
I don't know if I have
if
anything
on
that.
If you have never been, you need to go to that. You'll like it.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy Battle of the Bands. Yeah. I enjoy playing in a Battle of the Bands. Battle of the Bands. It's hard to say real fast. Battle of the Bands. All right. Friday, the 127 yard sale is still going on. That goes through Sunday. You should check it out. It's very fun. Cure Quest running to support leukemia and lymphoma. Sounds like a musical instrument. Lymphoma. That's in Dayton. At the Yellow Cab, they got Skadoom Fest with Memphis Capellas and the GD Gallows, the Clyde McGee of Bridge City Centers, and more. It's a 2-day thing. It looks like Friday and Saturday. Steve Worley at the old. Looks like I got a bunch of music I'm going to go through. Actually, before that, I'm going to just mention the non-music stuff. So we got Steve Bryan at the Funny Bone. And that's it. Looks like the rest of these are music. So we got Steve Worley at Old Mason. These are looks like all in the evening. Doug Hart at Crooked Handle. Brothers Pennington at Bach Family Brewing. Jerry Mullins at Dunaway's. Alex Miller at Lock Nine Park. Levitt at the Levitt. They got Ashes and Arrows. This is all tomorrow. Motown Night with the Motown Sounds of Touch at Riverscape. Sean Gerhard, the Ultimate Garth Brooks Tribute at Stubbs Park. Nothing But Treble at James on the Main. Eli Young Band at the Miami County Fair. Michelle Robinson Band at Prouty Plaza in Troy. SpongeBob Musical, is music, not quite live music as I meant to say. That's at the North Park Amphitheater. Looks like that's a multiple thing, multi-performances over the weekends for a couple weeks. Ashley Martin at the Barrel. Dead Revival Band at the Hidden Gym. Truck at Phone Booth Lounge, America at the Rose, Cameron Parks at Brick Tap and Tavern, and the Otis Money Band at Good Time Charlie's. And on Saturday, got the yard sale, got the Skadoom Fest, then we got some races. We got the Steel City 12-hour endurance in Middletown. Ooh, it looks like a multi-day thing.
Yeah.
The Happy Half Marathon, Hoppy 5K, and Kids Run in Springfield. Monarch Run in Lebanon, and then New Lebanon Day at the Park in New Lebanon. Is there a Lebanon and a New Lebanon?
There is, actually.
Are they next to each other?
I don't know.
Is that like Pawnee and other town?
Carlisle and New Carlisle.
Oh, okay.
Which is one's way down past Moraine.
Yeah.
The other one's up here.
It's quite original. They couldn't think of a new name. Stick a new in there. We'll be the new whatever you want to call it. Looks like in Indian Lake, Ohio, they got wacky boat races. That seemed to be potentially fun.
If they're made of cardboard, I'll show up.
It's sinking. He's like Jack Sparrow's boat coming in. He just steps off on. Yeah. We got Sip and Stretch in the Park in Troy. Art on the Lawn in Yellow Springs. Talk. Rocks in Ohio in Urbana. Waltz of the Wildflowers in Greenville. Sculpt with Speakeasy and Riverscape. Groove Garden, Vintage Car Show, and DJ Festival at Next Door in Dayton. Dayton Black Pride, even though June was Pride Month, at the Courthouse Square. That's 11 to 3. Potato Festival, Oak and Ivy Park in Dayton.
See, I always thought that was a Spring Valley thing.
Hmm.
Are we just doing potato festival now too?
I guess. We're doing, we like, I mean, we like our potatoes.
I get it. I mean,
we got
sales.
Pistons and pinups at Oregon District.
Let's go to that.
Yeah. Sound, get that with our potatoes.
Right.
Summer Bash in Carlisle, not New Carlisle. Blue Skies Hero Parade in Miamisburg. Amanda Livingston in West Milton. The Weekend Effect at the Green. Uptown Centerville. Ashley Martin in Uptown Centerville. These are all music. I'm just going to go through those. Dancing in the Street at James on the Main. Levitt has Celebrating Native American Com. I don't know. Community, I think is what it says. Featuring Indigenous. Dark Star Orchestra at the Rose. SpongeBob Musical. Here we go. Papa Squat, Plagues of Sorrow, and more at the Hidden Gym. I like Papa Squat. It's kind of funny. Wooden Nickel at the Barrel. Bright Brothers the Third or Three at the Phone Booth Lounge. Dave Cause and Friends at the Phrase. Christian Michaels at Brick Tap and Tavern. Lola Blue at Good Time Charlie's. And Rock You Up at Courtyard Lounge. Also on, what day is this? Saturday, we got Steve Byrne at the Funny Bone. He's got multiple events that same day. And I think that's it. All right, moving on to Sunday, which things start to drop off because it's school time. Yard sale still going on. Steel City 12-hour endurance still going on. There's in Inglewood a charity car show. That's still part of the arts festival going on. Hamilton has a flea. It just says Hamilton flea. I'm going to think it's a flea market.
Probably.
Art on the Commons at Lincoln Park Civic Commons. Cruise in Ice Cream Social at the Washington Township Recplex, Centerville. Then some music. We got Smoke on the Water at the German Club Edelweiss. Howard Swing Band. It was part of the Wright Station's concerts in Springboro. Jimmy Leach Jazz Tet at the Hidden Gym. And then SpongeBob Musical. On Monday, I have one thing.
Did they sing the SpongeBob song at the musical?
I'm sure. It's about SpongeBob.
And then the Goofy Goober song?
You'll have to call them up. I need to know your song list before I commit to this.
If they're not playing those great songs, I'm not going.
We got Harness Racing kicking up for a multi-day thing in Troy.
You said Harness Racing kicking up. There's a I see what you did there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. That's on Monday. Tuesday, continuing that Harness Racing. And then we have August Blue Streak Bike Time Trial in WPAFB, also known as Wright-Patt Air Force Base. We got free yoga at Tip City. It's better than the paid one.
If you go there with Yoda, they laugh at you.
Free Yodas. Where's my free Yodas? Curio has the Trivia Tuesday from 12 to 1. Cox Summer Tram Tours at the Cox Operatorium. Charity Bingo with Box 21. I think that's the Yellow Cab. Wright Brothers at the Wright Station Concerts in Springboro. Wednesday. We got Curio Zen's Day from 12 to 2. Murder Junkies at Cosmo Joe's Atomic Lounge. Live music with Danny Voris at Whispers Speakeasy. KOI Drag Racing at the Fairgrounds in Troy. Trivia Night at Ale-matic in Hoover.
Sorry.
I wonder if I said that already. I don't know. I did say one. I don't know if it's the same one. Muse Machine Dancing in the Moonlight at the Victoria Theater. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tap and Tavern.
Where's that drag party at?
Troy. Miami County Fairgrounds.
Okay, so I know there's a lot of like country folks up there.
It's drag racing.
Right.
It's not drag
racing. I know, but if we had a drag show,
you show up.
Yeah.
I thought this was like, you know, it's just like a 100-meter dash.
Those people's look on their face would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be entertaining. I would film that.
It would.
Documentary.
Yeah. Classified under documentary. Get the Let Out at the Phrase. And Taylor Swift, the Eras Drag Review. There you go.
There's another drag show.
It's at the Tender Mercy
in
Lower Level, Dayton, Ohio. Thursday, free bingo at the Piqua Center. Well, it's better than the paid bingo. Well, I don't know. Prizes are probably
What do you win?
I don't know.
Nothing, because it's free.
It's free. Curio Unplugged Thursday with Paula Levon from 12 to 2. That's at Courthouse Square. Demolition Derby and Troy. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Levitt has Mojo Flow. At Riverscape, they got the Tom Daugherty Orchestra. I think I've seen that, and it's fun. I enjoy it. And in Kettering at the Poland Farm, they got the Kettering Civic Band. And then Funny Bone has Leah and Andrew Ruddick. That's all I got. That's all I got. You got anything you want to add to that?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Matilda? It's an everyday thing.
Matilda. Her time's about to run out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Matilda.
Got anything coming up this weekend? Anything worth?
Depends if the wife is working or not.
That's true.
That's just where we are right now.
I got my concert coming up.
Yeah, we might come out. I might come out. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how hot it is.
Even if it came out for, I mean.
It ain't like I can come home and cool down.
So. You probably don't have the car that has the AC.
No, I don't. So.
You're 0 for 3.
If you see a guy walking around with ice packs, that's probably this guy right here.
You should bring one of those little small little coolers with it just has like towels
right.
That are like frozen that you can just like swap out. Yeah, I got that. I got a little get a little get together with friends after that, but I don't have much. I'm kind of looking forward to it because soon it's going to be Renfest season, and every Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to try to go a lot this year.
Well, we've got Halloween season coming up for us.
Yeah, you can probably get 2 or 3 a month advance preparations for that.
So. Right after Labor Day, I will be extremely busy.
Right. I understand.
Not because I'm in labor, but just because I'll be busy with the decorations here.
Would it be funny if it was actually Memorial Day?
It could have been.
All right. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Just remember, we are a value for value podcast, meaning we don't make you pay or subscribe to anything, but if you get any value out of the show, feel free to send it back our way, whether through time, talent, or treasure,
or work email.
We do appreciate it. You can reach us at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com if you want to give us a comment, give us some feedback, pose a question, tell us you're listening. You could just say, hey, we're here.
You guys aren't as funny as I thought you'd be, but you know,
Yeah, I know. We need someone else to tell us that. We tell ourselves that all the time. That doesn't seem to stick.
They think you're funny, but you're not.
But you're not.
Just funny looking.
Oh, yeah. I say that joke all the time, actually. Well, with that, I think this is it.
Okay, cool.
Time to go.
Have a good week.
See y'all later. Bye.